from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
United States Vice President Dan Quayle stops off in Haiti for a meeting with the president and top military officers. Hundreds join the Suriname police in their protest against the murder of a police inspector. And West Indies captain Viv Richards answers questions about his retirement.
When I lose the spirit, you know, which I've had, and the enthusiasm, you know, which I still possess, well, that's the time to go.
I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Reports are coming out of Port of Spain that the Trinidad and Tobago police has announced the charges that will be brought against the members of the Black Radical Muslim group, which staged an unsuccessful coup against the government last week. The reports say that the rebels will be charged with treason, murder, wounding with intent, and in possession of firearms. A short while ago, I spoke to government spokesman Dr. Gregory Shaw, who told me he could not confirm those reports, but an announcement is expected tomorrow.
Well, there was a report in one of our morning papers, the Trinidad Guardian, that certain charges were about to be laid. But this report, I believe, was based on contact that a reporter had established with the Director of Public Prosecution's office. I have no word up to early this afternoon that charges have in fact been laid. What I do know is that a legal team, a very high-powered legal team, is working under the Director of Public Prosecutions and the Attorney General to prepare charges.